This is Slashdot Review for Tuesday, October 19th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. I'll be featuring a song from Magnatune's artist Fluid, released under the Creative Commons license. The lead item at Slashdot today is a jet engine on a chip. Roland Pipical writes that, quote, "Today our handheld devices are powered by batteries which are heavy and inconvenient. Fuel cells are just arriving on the market as a replacement, but there's a new contender, micro gas turbine engines, under development at MIT. Engineers there shrank jet engines to the size of a coat button, and their blades, which span an area smaller than a dime, can spin a million times per minute and produce enough electricity to power your PDA or your cell phone. While there are still a few hurdles to overcome, these micro turbine engines should be operational in 2 or 3 years, with commercial products available 4 years from now. These microjet engines also have the potential to free soldiers or travelers from carrying heavy batteries. The engineers even think their engines on a chip could be used in poor countries to bring electricity there." The summary, with a link from Slashdot, gives you the essential details about a technology which promises to free us to carry extra fuel instead of carrying extra batteries. There's more in the relationship between neuroscience and marketing. Slick812 writes that, quote, "The New York Times is running a story about how marketing companies are using neuroscience to determine how to reach a consumer's buy button more efficiently. Quote, at issue is whether marketeers can exploit advances in brain science to make more effective commercials. Is there a buy button in the brain? Some corporations have teamed up with neuroscientists to find out. Recent experiments in so-called neuromarketing have explored reactions to movie trailers, choices about automobiles, the appeal of a pretty face, and gut reactions to political campaign advertising, as well as the power of brand loyalty. Some groups have branded this as Orwellian." The author comments that, "I'm pretty sure that I saw the child of this tactic in Futurama somewhere." Also on Slashdot, there is a link to a previous story on using MRI scans in order to market products. Voice over IP has a new peer-to-peer routing protocol called Dundee. Dundee is the Distributed Universal Number Discovery. It basically lets IP telephony systems from FreeWorld Dial-Up, VoicePulse, SipPhone, Telesthetics, NewPhone, and SpeakUp connect to each other, totally bypassing the public switch telephone network. BKW writes to Slashdot that, quote, "Today Digium released Dundee, which can be used with the asterisk open source PBX for peer-to-peer call routing. Digium also has released a white paper on Dundee so others can implement this new technology into their products and give voice over IP a push into the mainstream." Ack154 writes that, as previously mentioned on Slashdot, guys and girls over at Rooster Teeth Productions, the creators of Red vs. Blue, have started a new series based on The Sims 2. As of last night, Episode 1 has officially hit the download servers, currently in DivX, Windows Media Player, and QuickTime formats. The first episode weighs in at just over 5 minutes. Is there such a thing as a good, bad attitude? Well, one of the posters on Slashdot seems to think so. Tato writes that Paul Graham has posted a new essay titled Good, Bad Attitude, talking about the hacker attitude towards rules and government regulation of intellectual property. A choice, quote, "Hackers can sense totalitarianism approaching from a distance as animals sense an approaching thunderstorm." In further clarification of your rights online, the FCC insists that the feds should regulate voice over IP. Prosto Alex writes that, quote, "FCC Chairman Michael Powell insists federal officials should be the only ones regulating voice over IP, as trusting the internet phone regulations to states would result in a patchwork of conflicting legislation. Powell is a strong proponent of a voice over IP and a Skype user, and considers it the technology that ignites, not competes with, the telecom industry. Research shows that fewer than 1 million Americans use voice over IP today, but that is expected to increase by a factor of 12 by the year 2009. More details and links on Slashdot.com. Hello, hello. Firefox is seeking a full-page ad in the New York Times. Blake Ross writes, quote, "Join us over at Spread Firefox as we raise funds for the most ambitious launch campaign in open source history. A portion of each donation will go towards taking out a full-page ad in the New York Times celebrating the release. All donors will be listed in the ad, the signatories of a Declaration of Independence from a monopolized and stagnant web." The man who could have been Bill Gates. Theo DP writes that, quote, "Business Week discusses They Made America, a new book which claims Bill Gates got the rewards due to Gary Kildall. The book attacks the reputations of key early PC area players, Gates, IBM, and ODOS programmer Tim Patterson, asserting that Patterson copied parts of Kildall's CPM and that IBM tricked Kildall, allowing Gates to prevail, depriving Kildall of untold riches and credit for a seminal role in the PC revolution. Some material came from an unpublished memoir penned by Kildall after the University of Washington, where Kildall earned a PhD, picked Harvard dropout Gates as keynote speaker for the 25th anniversary of its computer science program. Incidentally, I produce Slashdot Review for a number of reasons, shown in the manifesto section at slashdotreview.com. I hope you'll take a look and consider participating in the site. All that's required for you to add your review of a recent Slashdot item is a phone call to area code 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call, 747-667-3306. Please reference the title of the Slashdot item and add your comments. The MyDoom virus seeks to destroy antivirus firms. Koo writes to Slashdot that, quote, "Worm writers are threatening to attack antivirus companies F-Secure, Symantec, Trend Micro, and McAfee. The latest version of MyDoom, MyDoom AE, the authors embedded a message ridiculing rival worm Netsky and promising to attack the antivirus companies directly. There's a tapeless digital camcorder headed towards your pocket." Spallara writes to Slashdot that, quote, "I've been waiting a long time for a small, tapeless, easy-to-use digital camcorder. Tapes wear out, they require playback in real time, and make producing ad hoc movies time-consuming. Without these types of recorders, you can forget about iVideo podcasting. I found the Fisher FVDC1 at an Apple store last week, and it was amazing, but it turns out there's an even better one being imported from Japan. The Zacti, X-A-C-T-I, DMX-C4 that's nearly identical, but better." Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Tuesday, October 19. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, as detailed on Slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review Audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sundays. Now, today's featured album track is from the band Fluid. The track is Headphones and the CD Five Star Fall. You can find more music from this artist at magnitude.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
You slip your headphones on. I'll be your radio. And if you turn me on, how would you ever know? She gotta level up to keep her company. Afterglow. Oh,